Martin Regan, a hard fought championship game against Glenswilly, but your side have come out on top. Talk us through it. How did you see it?
I suppose it was a funny kind of game. We had a very poor opening 10-15 minutes. We were really slow to settle and we gave away two bad goals now in that open period. It just made life really difficult for ourselves, but we responded well from that. Even after the first goal, we got back to 2 or 3 points, and then conceded the other goal. We went 6-2, and we got the next 2 points, which was important. We kind of stayed within 3 or 4, and I suppose we were pleased with where we were at half time to get back to 1 after the start we had. So we kicked on again. It took us 7 or 8 minutes to get going in the second half, but we kicked some nice scores in the second half now, and we were fairly comfortable there in the last few minutes, I think.
Yeah, like it was a bit of a cagey start to the second half, but you just kept at it and chipped away at the scores. They lost Donald Gallagher to a black card, and you got a few ahead. You know, Murphy was still able to kick a monster score here from the wing, but you were able to get the scores in, with Leo McLoone particularly impressive down that home straight.
Yeah, and I suppose the black card did have a bearing on the game, definitely. That extra man for, even on both sets of kickouts, we kind of got to grips there, kickouts a wee bit during that time as well. We nicked one or two of them and got scores from them, so that did make a difference. The black yard defence at that stage, suppose if it wasn't black yard, we might have been in on goal, so it rather the goal. But still, no, I think Leo kicked some big scores in the second half. We marked him on, kicked a nice score, and no, it was we kicked some very important scores in that second half, and pleased to get the result.
So that pitches straight through to the quarter finals. 4 fairly tough games in the group phase. Has it taken a lot out of you?
I suppose you're glad of the break now, definitely. The 4 games, everybody wants to be playing football, and the games week on week are great, but there's a lot of sore bodies in there, a lot of men carrying injuries the last couple of weeks, so it's nice to have 3 weeks now that we can get the bodies right for a quarter final.
Yeah, and is that too much of a break, or are you happy enough with that? Or
no, we're pleased enough with it, to be honest. You know, we've good numbers down training with the juniors as well with us. We've great numbers, so we can play our own in-house matches if we feel the need for a match at any stage. So no, we're pleased. We've plenty to work on in training, so it's hard enough to work on certain things when this game's coming up. So no, we're pleased to get the break, and we'll get a good bit done now in the next few weeks.
And a key man for you is Eunan Doherty. He didn't play today. Is he injured, or what's the story there?
No, Eunan took a bang there last week. He was carrying a bit of concussion just after the Milford game, so we couldn't risk him today. Obviously, he'd be another 3 or 4 days before he's back to Anthony, but he'll be fine now for the next game, definitely.
Yeah, and an interesting championship so far. Like you know, looking at it, what have you made of it? Ayrua, the team getting the 4 wins. You got through. St Unions are through. Kilcar had a tough game against McCool's today. Where do you see the lie of the land after the group phase?
Look, I suppose it'll all come down to the draw, even at quarterfinal stage, as to how the draws work out and who you're playing and things like that. But no, there's a lot of quality teams in Donegal. McCool's, as you said, got a draw today. I was really impressed with them against Glenfinnan Wednesday night. With Bradley Walsh and Farrell up front, they're 2 forwards as good as any forwards in the county, and the 2 of them together on the same team is a real handful. So I wasn't shocked at that result today. I thought they'd put it up to Kilcar, and that's the way it transpired. So they're an up and coming team, and there's plenty more as well. You see Glenswilly out there, a lot of young players as well. So no, there's plenty of teams and plenty of dangerous teams in the quarterfinals, no matter who you get.
And you mentioned that, like, you're into the quarterfinals, but it's an open draw in the quarterfinals. Is that correct, do you think, or would you rather there be seeding?
Look, it's easy saying now when we finish the top 4, but I thought there should have been seeding for the top 4, definitely. That, you know, there's not a huge advantage. All right, you have a game less, but you know, you're asking me, it was 3 weeks too long of a break. There's an argument that you're better off in the quarterfinal, that you're getting another game. Whoever comes out of them preliminary rounds has a bit of momentum, and they're that bit match sharper. So I don't see a huge advantage to the top 4, and we would have said that even coming into today's game. I didn't see it as a must win game, because you know, a game in 2 weeks, it's not the end of the world. It's as good as a training session. So I don't see a huge advantage to finish in the top 4, and I think that is something that needs to be looked at definitely going forward.